Today's passage happens in the context of Jesus predicting the betrayal of Judas. And here's what he says to his disciples in John 13, verse 19. "Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am He." Eventually, if you study Bible prophecy, you stumble across this interesting conundrum. You know that something's going to happen, because to date, Bible prophecy has never been wrong. You have every reason to believe that unfulfilled prophecy will also come to pass. And not all of the prophecies are rosy. In fact, some of them are downright troublesome, like the last part of Revelation 13, where the Bible predicts the rise of an Antichrist power that issues a death penalty against anyone who doesn't worship it. So what's the conundrum? Well, it's kind of like this. Should Christians fight against evil when it comes? If we know it's going to happen, and nothing can change the predictions of the Bible, shouldn't we climb into bunkers and wait the whole thing out? What would be the point of resisting evil trends in society if you know where things are headed? I guess another way to say it is that it's tempting to be a little fatalistic when you see the rise of evil predicted in the book of Revelation. Why bother fighting it if you know it's going to happen? Take a careful look at what Jesus says in our passage for today. The point of Bible prophecy is not so much to predict the future as it is to inspire our confidence in God when we see it happen. God lets us know what's going to happen so we'll have the courage to continue when He asks us to. So, just because God predicts stuff like Revelation chapter 13, that doesn't mean He's setting up the whole scenario, or that the beast was God's idea. It simply means He knows what's going to happen. And there's a world of difference between predetermining something and forecasting it. And the reason God lets us know in advance is not to scare us or force us into a position of sorrowful resignation. He's letting us know that He's still in control. The very fact that God got it right should inspire our hearts to cling to Him in planet Earth's worst moments. If He got history right in advance, He's got everything else right too. And we really shouldn't lose sight of the fact that stuff like the beast power is only half of the equation. As the forces of darkness do their worst to discredit God and distract the human race away from Him, God has a faithful people who cling to hope. Read the whole thing, and you'll see what I mean. Not only is wickedness predicted, but so is your faithfulness. Is there a point to resisting evil? Should we raise our voice in the face of growing wickedness? Absolutely. We are, after all, half of the equation. The universe is watching the drama play out on the fallen planet, and in Earth's darkest moment, we continue to stand firm. We resist what's evil, and God can point to a people whose hearts belong entirely to Him. Fallen angels can see that people really do choose God of their own free will. So no, you're not going to stop the events at the end of Revelation 13. But you are going to send a very decisive signal to the universe about which side you're on. And when the dust is finally settled and the righteous stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb of God, you're going to know it was the better way to live.